about Amy. We left off on Daf Chaf Hey, Amud Aleph. The Gemara quotes a Mishnah from Kilayim that if you have, Mishnah is a little different, but this din is the same here. If you have grapes growing on one side of the fence, and you have grain growing on the other side of the fence, you have a fence mafsik in between, even if you only have a Tzuras HaPesach. Tzuras HaPesach is an Erev for Shabbos purpose. You have Kana Mikama, Kana Mikama, Kana Rabem. The Gemara says an Erev on Daf Tezvav. It's also good. Peah, that's called Peah. What we call an Erev, what the Gemara calls a Tzuras HaPesach, so Tanoim used to call it Peah. Peah Materes Biklaim. If you have a Tzuras HaPesach separating between one field and the other, you don't have to have any harchok on the ground. If you have no Tzuras HaPesach, you have no fence, then you have to be marchik sometimes dalarama, sometimes less, different shiur. So let's say you planted the grapes beheter and the grain beheter. Everything was growing well because you had a fence in between. And then the fence falls down and everything continues to grow. Tosis points out in different places, not necessarily going to grow at the same speed. The grapes and the grain are not necessarily going to grow at the same speed. So it could be that one will be hosif masayim and the other one will not. What do you mean hosif masayim? However large each grape was before the fence fell down, so now it's 1/200th larger. Very, very slight amount. So where did this shear come from? This shear hosim asayim. So Rashi sounds like he's learning that the Sifrei learned that from a pasuk that truma, in order to min b'mino, truma, you need meyer. It's not a... If any other isuf falls in the mina, so it's bat lachat betray. If it falls in mishena mina and it's lach balach, it's nice and tam, then you say tam ki kasei nitshishim. But if it's min the mina, so there is no nitsinas tam pashtus. So then, if you have a raiv, chat betray is bottle. Chat betray doesn't mean twice as much. Doesn't mean kefil. Chat betray means, let's say you have 90 gallons of trefa wine and 91 gallons of kosher wine. So that's called chabetre, that the heter is slightly more than the iser, so then it's bottle. So by truma, there's a pasuk that teaches us that you have to have meyer. You have to have 100 units of heter against the 1 unit of truma to be mevatlin. The Sifrei learns that from a pasuk at the end of Parshas Korach, because Korach was ma'arar al ha'kahuna, so Rashi and Chumash quotes from the Tanoim, that's why at the end of the parsha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu reviews many of them. Chav Dalet Matnas Kuna, they don't all appear there, but many of them appear, the Matnas Kuna, that even though Korach wanted to do away with the uniqueness of the Kohanim and they shouldn't be entitled to get the Matnas Kuna, the Rabban Shalom reviews it and he repeats it, and that's the din. So based on one of the psukim there, at the end of Parshas Korach, the Sifrei has this drasha, as Migdusha Mimenu, Shimnafel Letocha Mekatsho, that if the Maiser Mena Maiser, Maisa mana maisa is trumas maisa. It's 10% of the maiserishin that you give to the Levi, and the maiserishin that you give to the Levi is 10% of all of the tvua. So the maisa mana maisa is 1% of all of the tvua. So if the maisa mana maisa falls back into everything else altogether, in other words, 1% falls back into the 99%, it's mekacho. It asses everything. Why? Because you don't have enough to be mevatel. Why don't you have enough? 99 is not enough. Yet, if you would have had 100, it would have been good enough. So that's the mocker for this idea that truma is betela be'echod emeya. Echod emeya doesn't mean 101 units of heter against 1 unit. Avisa means sahako, the sum total of everything together is 101 units. There's 1 unit of iser, 1 ounce of iser goes with volume, doesn't really go with weight. There's 1 unit of iser, and then there are 100 units of heter against it. So by truma, that's what you have to have. You have to have 100 units of heter. So Tosis shows Magiman towards the end of Nida that whole thing is only with the Rabban. Okay, but the Sifrei learned it out from a pasuk. So Tosis says that the Sifrei has, pretty often, they'll have drushes and dinim that are clearly only the Rabbanans, and it's only an asmachta. In Sifro, it's less. Sifro usually has all dinim deraisa, but the Sifrei, it's more common. That you'll have the Tanoim will state that a certain din is derived from a pasuk and it was only intended as an asmachta, wasn't really intended as a drasha gemur. So the rest of that sifrei says like this, that truma is only asa b'achila muta b'hanam. That's what we had in the sugi before. Chizkei Rabba Bo, the Gemara gave a whole list of all the yisuri achila that a muta b'hanam. So it's ma'arvi l'nozah b'yarli l'sroel b'truma. You can use truma for an eruve chumin to enable the non-kohen to go chutz l'trum. Abed is getting hung off in the truma. Now he can go chutz l'trum. So you see, the truma is muta b'hanam. So the Gemara says, learn that from a pasuk. So truma is only asvachil mutabano, and you need meya. So orla and kloy hakerem, which is kofal isur, has a double isur, not only double the amount of truma, not only is it asvachil, it's asvano. So kofal aliyasa. Aliyasa means to make it bottled bereiv. It's oila be'echurime, means it's bottled. The lashon of mishnayis aliyah means to become bottled. So that's how we established this din, that Orla and Klai Kerem require Masayim in order to be bottled. Yeah. If the whole din that Truma needs may is only Midrabbanan, and this is based on a Kalvachayim, so this din clearly is also only Midrabbanan, then a third should really be bottled bereb. So what is, okay, that's what the Menchas Chena points out. So on the level of the Raisa, what would be, let's say you have a fence in between the two farms. I have two farms, and I have a fence in the middle. So on one side of the fence, I'm growing grapes. On the other side of the fence, I'm growing grain. Up until the fence, mam, there's no harchok at all. Then the fence falls down. So whatever grows now, there's no separation between the grapes and the grain. So whatever grows, mikan al-haba, is going to be awesome mitam klein. But the mashu that grows is bitarubis. You can't separate it from the part of the grape or the part of the grain. This side of the fence or that side of the fence. It can separate what grew after the fence fell down from what grew before. So it's all considered bitarubis altogether. So min ha-toira, the only time the kloy hakerem, we're talking about kloy hakerem over here, the only time the kloy hakerem will be usher, that's what the min haschina points out, only time the kloy hakerem will be usher is if the grape after the fence fell down is slightly, it is twice as big as it was before the fence fell down. Because kol zman, that is not twice as big as before, it got bigger, 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 so a lot grew. So you have 100 units of isa grew. Whatever grows after the fence falls down is klei hakerem, because there's no separation. But whatever grew before the fence fell down was heter, and everything is betaruvis. So even if you have 100 units of isa, but you have 101 units of heter, so menatar it's bottle chad betray. Chad betray doesn't mean kefal. Chad betray just means that it's slightly more alpi pashtas. So menatar, the only time it's not called bitaruvis is if it's chad bechad. If the grape is twice as big or the grain is twice the size that it was before the fence fell down. So if you have a taruvis of chad bechad, then they can't say the iser is bottle bereiv. So why is it that you aser way before that? You say if it's hoisif masayim, if it's 1/200th bigger than it was before the fence fell down. So you only have 199 units of heter against the one unit of iser. So that's already awesome. So the Menchas Chinuch says that can only be awesome at the Rabban, because the whole din of Meyo by Truma is only Midrabbanan, so the whole din of Masayim by Orla and Klei Hakerem is only Midrabbanan. So on the level of the Raisa, when will a Klei Hakerem be Yosef if the fence falls down? The case, the Gemara has not exactly a fence falling down. A person is walking. Person has a Kerem, where he has grapes, grapevines are growing. Beheta, fine, he has fences around it, fine, has grapevines. And then he has a pat, an atzitz nokav that has a nekav on the bottom, so it can be yoinik through the avir. So, and in the pot he has vegetables growing or has tvua growing, and so the tvua was planted in the pot beheter, and the vines were planted in the farm beheter, and then he's mava atzitz nokav. He takes the atzitz nokav into the kerem, and he leaves it there for a while. So the grapes keep on growing more, and the tvua keeps on growing more. So if one of them, either the grapes or the tvua, both, whatever it happens to be, if one of them is 1/200th larger now than it was before. So now you only have 199 units of heter against the 1 unit of Isa that grew. When it grew, you had 2 million units of heter against the mashu of Isa. Then as it keeps on growing, the fence fell down, or you took the otzitznokav into the kerem. Amabar otzitznokav the kerem. So the grapes keep on growing bigger, slightly bigger, and the tvua and the otzitznokav is growing bigger. So when it grows bigger, so then you only have 1 million units of heter against it. Then you have only 100,000 units of heter against it. Then you have 50,000. Then you have 1,000 units of heter. Then you have 500 units of heter. You keep on, the issa keeps on growing. And when you reach the point that you only have 199 units of heter against the issa, we declare that it's osa. But the Minchas Chinuch says that can only be midirabbanan, because on the level of the raisa, the truma is bottle beroid mimimina, and so other klai can be. What do you mean? Double kafali surah. The whole din of meyah is only midirabbanan. The whole din of masayim is only midirabbanan. So manatar it'll only be aser if the grape is twice as big as it was before the fence fell down, and the tefillah is twice as big. So tarubas of chad b'chad. That's you don't have any roiv, and it's only midirabbanan if you have like this. So that's why the Minchas Chinuch is bothered with akasha when the Sefer Chinuch writes this din of Kloy HaKerem, Hamaber Otzitznoku, Bekerem, the post of Masayim. So he writes that that's a din deraisa. So the Minchas Chinuch, how can he say that it's a din deraisa? The whole din that you need Meo by Truma is only midrabbanan. So Kishem Shekofal Isura Kach Kofal Aliyasa, since Orlon Kloy HaKerem is twice as Chomer, because Osab Achil Osab Ano, that's why we're Machmei need double this year Bittl. But the whole thing is all midirabbanan, that you need meyer by truma. So the whole thing you need masayim is only midirabbanan. On the level of the raisa should depend on raiv. That's his kasha. So the Chazon Yecheskel dug up Rav Leza Mimitz, who was quoted in Taisus on Chavad Alam and Aleph, wrote a sefer that's called Sefer Yireim. It's really a sefer mitzvah. He tries to list off 1, 2, 3. He lists off which are the 613 mitzvahs in the Torah. A few Rishonim, you have the Smak and the Smag. Different Rishonim made a listing of the Tarya Mitzvahs. The Rambam has the famous one, but there were those before the Rambam and after the Rambam. So Blazim Mimitz wrote the Sefer Yireim. So he also writes the same, that Hosev Masayim is a Din Deraisa, but he explains it a little better. He says, Rava said in our Gemara, Trei Kroi Ksivi, there are two Psukim. One Pasuk says, So one pasuk says there are two phrases in the pasuk. Now the Gemara says trei korek sivi two psukim. It's not really two psukim. It's two phrases in the same pasuk. Pentigdash hamleya hazera shetizra. Hamleya means that it's growing hosif. It grew extra. And hazera means if it took root. Once it takes root, that already becomes awesome. So that's what the Rav says based on those two phrases, Pentigda Shamaleya, Azera Shetizra, that they're two dinim. If Zarua Meikor, if you planted the Kilayim Beisa when it took root, it was already, there was no Harchoka, there was no fence, and the Geffen was growing together with the Tvua from the very outset when it took root. So then once you have Hashrasha, that's called Hazera, so everything becomes Asa. And even what grew before, even the kernel of grain that you planted in the ground, that ikorim nesorim. So hoysaloshan sarkosha. But if it was a ruah boah, but if the grapes were growing beheter and the tvua was growing beheter, and then after the growth both growing beheter, the fence falls down, or after the both growing beheter, somebody carries the otzitz nakuv into the kerem, so that's a ruah boah, then hoysifen lahoysifelah, then there's a din of hamleya. And just like we have a din shiur in Mahalacha L'Moshe Mesinai, that's a gemara at the beginning of Erevin, the beginning of Sukkah, that shiurim, what do you mean shiurim? When they need kazayis, when they need revias, when they need kosevis agasa, and so on. Well, a lugma of all the different shiurim. So this is also a shiur. 10 tvachim, a 3 tvachim, a 4 tvachim, all the shiurim. So this is also a shiur. The Torah says hamleya, it depends on hosif. So that's a din deraisa. Shiur. Hosef Masayim is a din deraisa, not like Rashi says. Rashi seems to hold that the way the Minchas Chinuch said, that the whole din of Hosef Masayim is based on the din midirabbanan, that just like Truma needs Meya to be bottled, so Orlan Klaker need Masayim because it's Kofal Isura, so Kofal Aliyos. Since the Isur is twice as Chomer, because the Orlan and Klaker are also both Bachilo Ubano, twice as Chomer is a Truma, so that's why the Shia Bitla is twice as Chomer, so you need Masayim. So according to Rashi, the Hosam Masayim only becomes Asim at the Rabbanim, and Atar will only become Aser if it's twice as big as it was before. So it's no longer Bitar, you don't have a Reiv Heter anymore. But according to the Sefer Chinuch and according to Ablezim and Mitz and the Sefer Yireim, Hosam Asayim is a Shir and Hamaleya. Once you have Malaya, so everything becomes Asa. It's not based on the Din, it's not an extension of the Din with the Rabbanim that's unrelated to that Din. It happens to be that here it's a Shir Masayim, that's also a Shir Masayim, but it's really unrelated. It could be that this can answer another question. The Gemara in Pesachim later, Daf Lamed, is going to have a Machlekes Amaroim, but the Chometz B'Pesach is B'Mashu, the Chometz B'Pesach is B'Shishim. So the way we have the Gears in the Gemara, we come to the Maskana, Chometz B'Pesach is B'Mashu. This is quotes the Rabbeinu Tam on that Daf. And in Shulchan Aruch they say that in difficult cases, sometimes that's the top thesis. And Lamed Amar Aleph, so thesis quotes the Shiltas didn't have that Gears and the Rabbeinu Tam thinks that the gears of the shiltas is more correct. The chametz b'pesach should not be b'masayim. Chametz b'pesach should be b'shishim. So the question is, b'chametz b'pesach is double iser, asa b'achila, asa b'hanoa. So why isn't it subject to the same kavachaymer? If kafal isura, kafal aliyasa. How do we come to this idea that you need masayim? You have to have masayim heter to be mevatel orlon klakerim, because orlon klakerim is twice as chomer as truma. Truma is only half the chum. Only as bachila muta banoam, and you still need mea. So orla klakem, which is as bachila banoam, twice as chamor. So you need twice the shear to be involved. You would need masayim. So why don't you? So achreinim es the kasha. I think the Pim Gadon quotes the kasha in the end of Yeridei and Simakuf Yud. So why doesn't somebody say in the Gemara that chametz should be b'masayim? Why is it tosat be the shishim or mashu? Someone should have said that is b'masayim. So many of you who learned the chulin last year, those who learned Yerideya, so the whole chelak of Yerideya is based on the Rashba Sefer Torah Sabayis. The Rashba learned by the Ramban. Rabban Alevi, the Ra'a, also learned by the Ramban. So Rabban Alevi has Hasogis. The Rashba Sefer is called Torah Sabayis. So Rabban Alevi wrote Hasogis on the Torah Sabayis. That's called Berak Abayis, to fix up the mistakes and the Torah Sabayis. So so I have an old edition. There are new scholarly editions that are based on Kisvei Yad. They have everything corrected. So I have an old edition where there's a Hasaga from the Balham, from the Ra'or, on the, in the Berak Abayis, Hasaga on the Torah Sabayis. So in one place it says, Chametz B'Pesach is B'Reish. Reish means Masayim. My guess is that it's probably a misprint. It should probably say Besamach. Someone should check in the new editions, which are based on all the old Kisvei Yad. So if it is correct, then the Rabban Alevi had such a gears in the Gemara that there's a sheet that we pass Chametz B'Pesach is B'Mashu, but there was a sheet that Taka Chametz B'Pesach because it's also Manoa, so you need Masayim Taka. It is the same as Orlan Klei Akerim. So the Pashtus is. Pashta says that there never was such a sheet. Pashta says, called the Tikkun Rabbanan Kein the Raisa Tikkun. This din the Rabbanan that you need Masayim by Klai Hakerem is Kein the Raisa. The way Rav Lezer Mimitz explains in the Sefer Yirmiyahu, what the Chazon Yecheskel quoted, he quotes that that's Shiur Mahalach HaMashem Messina. So the Chumash has a din of Hazera, has a din of Hamleya. So Zarua Meikora, if when you planted the Kalaim, it was already Be'isr, so then everything becomes also right away, Be'hashrasha, and Zosamaris, Ikorim Nesorim, even what was there before. But if Zarua Ba, but if it was planted Be'heter in the middle of the growth, the fence falls down, in the middle of the growth, each is growing separately, in the middle of the growth, someone brings Atzitznokov into the Kerem, and now in the middle of the growth of the grapes, in the middle of the growth of the grain, they turn into Klai HaKerem. So then there's a shear, then there's a din der Isa of Hamaleya. So Hamaleya has a shear. So the Halacha Moshe Messina gives you all the shearim. So the Halacha Moshe Messina says that the shear is Masayim. It's not really a shear, a bittle. it's a shiran hamleya. But it looks like it's bittul. It looks as if that's what the Menachas Chinuch understood from Rashi, that it is a shiran bittul. And then Torah, it'll only become asa if hosif pishnayim, if the grapes are twice as big as they were when the fence fell down, and the kernels of grain are twice as big. So then there can't be any bittul because you don't even have raiv. Chad b'chad, you don't have a bittul b'raiv. But up until that point, it'll all be a bottle man Torah. But midrabbanan, if hosim asayim, so it's already not bottle because you need 200 units of ether to be mevatel yisef. So what the Menachas Chinuch understood in Rashi, that's what Rashi sounds like he says, is that the Shir Masai Hosef Masayim is based on the din that oil on Klai Akerem need Masayim to be Mabat. According to the Rav Lezer Mimitz and the Sefer Yireyim, it's not connected with that din. It's the Shir Malaya. And the Chachamim introduced the Chumra because it looks like what Rashi said. It looks as if the Klai Hakerem is bottled because you have Masayim. I mean, you no longer have Masayim, then it's not bottled. So that's why they introduce a Chumra Midrabanan that you need Masayim and Klai Hakerem. But by Chometz B'Pesach, where in the world should you come up with the Shir Masayim? You have to, you don't just say it's twice as Chomer as Truma, since Truma needs Meir, so Orlon Klai Hakerem needs Masayim. There are other things that are Asabano also. You don't see anything that's Asabano needs Masayim. There is no such thing. They only made it by Orla, by Klaya. Some reason or another, Orla and Klaya Kerem have the same din. That's what we mentioned. Orla and Klaya Kerem are both Bisreifa. So that Klaya Kerem is Bisreifa, we know, because it says, Pentigdash Hamalei HaZeresh HaTizra, Pentigdash B'Darsh and Pentukaresh. But where do you come off to say that Orla is Bisreifa? The Mishnah in the end of Temura, the last time of Beis and Temura, says, you divide all of these Sirei Hanor into two categories. Some of them are min hanisrafim, some of them are min hanigbarim. Nigbarim means you have to dispose of it somehow. Nisrafim means a mitzvah to burn it. So by Klai Akerem, it says pentigdash and yedash and pentukaresh. So you see that you need Sreifa. Where do you derive that you need Sreifa by Orla? Where did that come from? So Rashi and Tosfos both say there on that Mishnah towards the next to the last Mishnah in Temura, the last Amud Beis and Temura has this Mishnah, and the last Mishnah is on the last Amud Aleph and Temura. So Rashi and Tosfos both say there's some kind of a Yafusa, they don't know where it is, the Gemara never mentions it, some kind of a limud from a Pasuk that links together all the with Klai Akerem. So since there's a drasha from the Pasuk Pentigdash, Pentukaresh, that you need Sreifa by the Klai Akerem, so that carries over to Orla as well. So here also, the dim in our Torah, according to Rabbi Lezer Mimitz, the dim in our Torah is that Hosim Asayim is the Shir Malaya. That's Halacha Moshe Mesinai. Shir Malacha Moshe Mesinai. And with the Rabbanan, they said that in order to be Mevatel, Klai Akerem, you need Masayim, because that din looks as if Klai Akerem is Batel and Masayim, but that's not really the basis of the din. And then they packaged it by saying that it's twice as Chomer as Truma, so mainly you need twice the Shir, but it's not really based on twice the Shir. Then it should carry over to all the Suri Hano, which it doesn't. This Chumra Masayim is only by Kloy HaKerem. And then for some reason or another, Orla Kloy HaKerem are together in the same boat. Okay, that's why I remember when I visited, when I went to Toronto to attend the wedding of one of the boys from the yeshiva. That was around 50 years ago. Must have been 50 years ago. So I was sleeping in the bedroom where they had, where Mr. Neuberger, Rabbi Neuberger's father, had this set of the Chazon Yecheskel. So I liked that very much, and I was always interested in getting a set of Chazon Yecheskel. It was out of print for a long time. So then someone who learned by me years ago knew that I was interested, so he bought me a gift. He bought me the Chazon Yecheskel, and after I got it, then I realized most of what he writes is not my style of learning. Even though he was so close to Rab Chaim, so close to Rab Velvela when they were both in Eretz Yisrael, it's not my style. I think that's one of the very few things that I liked was this piece. Very few things. He has on the whole Tosefta, he has on everything. But this one was very good. Okay, so that is the Gemara on Daf Chof Hei Amen Aleph. My words, it's not good. Then starts a new Gemara, the din of Pikuach Nefesh. So the din of Pikuach Nefesh, Decha Kol HaTorah Kula, some scholars of Jewish history think that it was invented in the days of the Chashmonaim. Because in the book, in the Sefer Hashmonaim, it says that until the days of the Hashmonaim, they wouldn't go to war on Shabbos. And then I guess Matisyo or somebody there from the Hashmonaim was Mechadish the Din that you go to war even on Shabbos. So they thought that the whole Din of Pikuach Nefesh, Decha, Kolot Arkula didn't exist till the days of the Hashmonaim. Pashta says that it's very hard to believe. It sounds utterly ridiculous. Every Yom Kippur, there are people who will die if they're going to fast. So there were people dying every Yom Kippur. We have no record of this at all. Those kufas, the many days of Moshe Rabbeinu, Ba'is Rishain, the Hashmonaim was towards the end of Hashmonaim, a little over 200 years before the Churban Ba'is Sheni. Till then, how can it be? It's not Mistaber at all. That's where Rav Moshe Tzvi Neria, who founded all the Yeshivot Bnei Akiva in Eretz Yisrael, he published an essay about this. He said he can't believe that. They must have had the din of Pikuach Nefesh when the Torah was given Har Sinai. The Torah was given Shavuos, and then was going to come Yom Kippur. Another couple of months, going to be Yom Kippur. So what they say about the old sick people, of course they ate on Yom Kippur. There must be some detail in Hilchas Melchama where they extended some of the din of Pikuach Nefesh. Pikuach Nefesh Decha Kol HaTorah Kula. So the Gemara has different psukim. Pikuach Nefesh Decha Kol HaTorah Kula. Basically, the Gemara says, we follow Shmuel's drasha. Each Tana has a different drasha. The Gemara says the drasha that Shmuel, the Amori, came up with hits the spot. His drasha is better than all the others. It covers all of the cases. The Torah was given v'chai bohem. The Karaites, the Rambam has a whole attack in Hilchas Shabbos. The Rambam has a whole attack against the Karoim who didn't accept the din that Pikuach Nefesh is Dech HaShabbos, Dech Yom Kippur. By them, Taka, they would let people die on Shabbos because they wouldn't drive them to the hospital. So the Rambam says that one who is not careful about Pikuach Nefesh being Dech HaKol HaTorah Kula is an apikoros. Why? The Karaites didn't believe in Pikuach Nefesh Dech HaKol HaTorah Kula. So it's Ame Haaretz or the apikorsim are both. So here the Gemara has that the din, Rabbi Yechanan lived in Eretz Yisrael, and once every so often there would be Talmidim of Rabbi Yechanan would come to Bavel and they would say over dinim of Rabbi Yechanan. So the Gemara has over here, Amr Rabbi Yankiv, Amr Rabbi Yechanan. What does he say? Bakol Mistrapin, if a person is sick and has to eat Chametz B'Pesach, has to eat on Yom Kippur, he has to eat Chazer. In the Jews in the concentration camps, they gave them tray for food. In Siberia also, they were eating tray for food. They had no choice. They had to eat the tray for food. Rabbi David Rappaport was the one who wrote the Tzemach David. He was a descendant of Rabbi Kivega. His father's name is Akiva. His father was named after Rabbi Kivega. So he wrote a Sefer Tzemach David, Ha'oris on Tshuvas Rabbi Kivega. Then he wrote the Migdash David, very fundamental Sefer Migdash David, on Kochim, on Taris, and on Zroim. He writes that he learned in Slabotka and the Koilo. He was single, and they were all single then, and they were learning, and took a couple of years till he broke into the Inyan, until they figured out what was going on in Kochim. And he wrote these encyclopedic essays that are fantastic. Arayam Hazeh, everybody uses the Migdash David on Kochim, on Taris, and on Zroim. They're very fundamental. So when they had a run for the Nazis, some ran to the east and some ran to the west. No one knew where he's supposed to run. They didn't know whether it's better under the Germans or under the Russians. They didn't know which way is going to be better. They knew that both of them are anti-Semites, but they didn't know which is better. So the Tzemach David, Rabbi David Rappaport, went to Siberia. He didn't go. He was sent to Siberia. And he died from malnutrition. And he told everybody they should eat the tray for food, but he didn't have the heart to eat it. He didn't want to eat it. He knew that he was going to die, but he never ate treifas in his life. And during the war, it was a big machlokes whether you're allowed to eat the treifas, because the din is that pikuach nefesh is derecha kashrus, but not if the goy is miskaben lahavir al hadas. So there was a machlokes among the rabbanim whether Hitler's attack against the Jewish people was because he was killing the gypsies and killing the Albanians. He was killing a lot of minorities. So the Jewish people, one of the minorities, it's not, it has nothing to do with religion. So if it's nothing to do with religion, then if your life is b'sakana, and you can save your life by eating treifas or pikuach nefesh zecha, or should we assume that his intention was to attack the Jewish religion, to force the Jewish people to give up their religion? The question that they were killing Jews who had converted to Christianity. So that's why all the rabbanim thought he's not attacking the Jewish religion. But after the war was all over, then they published some of the speeches that he gave in the parliament, in the Reichstag, in Berlin. And he said, this is a war against the God of the Jewish people. He said, the God of the Jewish people wants people to be kind, and he doesn't like kindness and being good. He likes power. So he declared that it was a war against the Jewish religion. But it's a good thing that they didn't know that. More people would have died. There wouldn't be any survivors in the concentration camps. The whole reason why they survived, because they ate the treif of food on the assumption that it's not a shas hashmad, that he's not attacking the Jewish religion, that he just wants to wipe out all the minorities. So what does Rabbi Yechanan say? Bakol Mishrapin, if a person is sick and the only way to save his life is to eat on Yom Kippur, to eat the chametz bePesach, to eat a non-kosher thing, a non-kosher food, you have no choice. So Bakol Mishrapin, you're allowed to save your life. Chutz Me'atzi Asherah, you're not allowed to use Asherah wood. Asherah is Avodah Zarah. So Avodah Zarah is Asa B'Hanoh. Where do you see that Atzi Asherah Asa B'Hanoh? The Pasuk says if you have an ear Hanidachas, you have to burn down everything in the city. Because it belongs, even the property of the tzaddikim, you have to burn down. Even nichse tzaddikim, shebetoch, also you have to destroy. The people get killed, only those who actually worship Avodah Zarah. The tzaddikim don't get killed, but all of their property has to be destroyed. So the pasuk says, you're not allowed to get any hanor from anything from the ir anidachas. Everything in the ir anidachas has a connection with Avodah Zarah. Even ichse tzaddikim shebetocha, because roiv ha'ir worshipped Avodah Zarah. So you're not allowed to get hanor. So the Gemara assumes included in that pasuk is not only nichse ir anidachas, included is also atzei asherah. So the Gemara says one who uses atzei asherah has he's mevashel. But atzei asherah today, if you want to cook something, you turn on the fire. You have a stove, you turn on the fire. Today's the Gemara, you had to have put logs in an oven and make a fire and cook the food. So if you use logs of Asherah to make the fire to cook the food, that's considered getting Hanoah from Avodah Zarah. So you like it based on that pasuk, Layid Bak Biyotcha Me'umah Min Acherah. So that's where they quote in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, Bikoch Defesh is Zecha Kala Torakula, except for the Isa Hanoah that Avodah Zarah is Asabana. What wants to know, Hechidami, what exactly is the case? How sick is the person? Ilaymed the Ika Sakona, if he's deathly sick, and there's a chashash sakonas nefashis, afil atzei asherah nami, who is not worshipping Avodah Zarah. He's getting hanoah from atzei asherah. What? You're not. Treifas, you're allowed to eat. And you're allowed to get hanoah from gidanasha. I don't know. What else is asabano? Sharanisko. If the only way to save your life is by eating meat from the sharanisko, you would say it's mutter. You're allowed to get hanoah from isuri hanoah. Basa b'cholam. The only way to save your life is by eating basa b'cholam. So they say, so why should it be also over here? Why should Atzei Asherah be also Bahano? Need the leka sakana, and if there's no sakanas nefashis, I feel called Yisrim Shabbatara Na'amiloi. What? Bakol Misrapin. He's a chodeshem sakana. The chodeshem sakana. If there's no sakanas nefashis, what's the head to violate the dinim in the Torah? What's the case? I think my answer is the olam in the case is the ikas sakana. I feel like Atzei Asherah alone. Why? Because that's the din of Yehoreg Val Yava by Avodah Zarah, the Tanya, a blazer, a mayor. It says, Shema Yisrael Hashem Echad, V'ahavta Hashem Lakecha, you should demonstrate your love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'ahavta, Avos Hashem is a chayv b'salvavos. It's supposed to be a mitzvah that you fulfill in your heart, but it's what the chayv, there's a sefer called chayv b'salvavos. So the chayv b'salvavos is distinguished between chayv b'sa'ivarim and chayv b'salvavos. Chayv b'salvavos are attitudes that a person should have, a Jewish person should have. Chayv b'sa'ivarim are obligations, actions. You have to lay tefillin. You have to say kriya shema. You have to sit in sukkah. You have to shake a lulav. You have to listen to tkiya shefa. All the mitzvahs that's called chayv b'sa'ivarim. So the Gemara understands v'ahavta Hashem Elokecha is not only a chayv b'salvavos to be a Jew at heart, to develop a love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a chayv b'sa'ivarim. You have to act in such a way to demonstrate that you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How do you do that? means Rashi, right? Shouldn't have any tarumis against the Ribbono Shel Olam. People go through difficult nisyonos in life. Sometimes they themselves suffer their whole life. Sometimes they have children who suffer. They have relatives who suffer. They're not matzliach in parnasa, whatever. So people have complaints against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's where you have to ask Hashem Lakecha. You have to demonstrate your love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chol avavcha, your whole heart. You shouldn't have any tainus in your heart against HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chol nafshecha means afilu noiteles nafshecha. That's the Mishnah in Brachas that the Gemara is quoting. You have to demonstrate your love, not just have love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm a Jew at heart. You have to demonstrate your love for God. How is Noitlos Namshecha? A Nochri comes up to me and they force me to convert to Christianity, which the Christians with the Catholics were doing for centuries. They threatened to kill me unless I convert to Christianity. So I'm chayiv to give up my life. First, I should try to convince him that he should convert to Judaism instead of me converting to Christianity. First, you try to avoid it. There's no mitzvah to run to give up your life right away. But if you have no way to save you, it's either converting to Christianity or giving up your life. Then the din is afilu noitlos namshecha. That's the way you demonstrate that you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chol miyadecha means v'chol mamoincha. So if you have to even give up your life not to convert, so certainly have to give up all of your money. So what do you need? Two psukim, v'chol nafshecha, v'chol miyadecha. That's what the Tana Reb Lezer is commenting. Never b'chol nafshecha la'anem b'chol dech, never b'chol dech la'anem b'chol nafshecha la'imaloch. B'chol nafshecha means even to give up your life. Afilu noitlos nafshecha. B'chol medecha means b'chol mamoincha. So the pasuk means to say there are some people. A normal person that thinks straight, he cherishes his life more than his money, more than his assets. So the Torah says you have to even give up your life. So it doesn't have to say. However, if you have a person who cherishes possessions more so than his life, he'll put his life b'sakana to preserve his assets. But the most important thing in his life is that all of his money that he has. And then the Torah tells us, you have to demonstrate your love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'chol mamoincha, even if the only way to prevent yourself from doing the avera is by spending all of your money, you have to do so. Yeah, that's a question. B'chol napshecha afilu noitlos nafshecha only refers to Hashem Echad, if they're pressuring me to worship Avodah Zarah. Or they want to force me to convert to a different religion, then you say, B'chol napshecha afilu noitlos namshecha. What about B'chol mamoincha? Where does that apply? So it certainly doesn't apply to a mitzvah. The Gemara has a klal. The Gemara in Ksubas, Daf Nun, has a klal. Amavazvez al yavazvez yesem michamish. It happens to be based on the pasuk in Parshas Vayetze, this week's Sedrim. Yaakov Avinu is running away from Esau because the mother overheard Esau say, "Nisachim lahargecha," he wants to kill him. So the mother told him, run away. Father told him, go to Aram and get a shidduch. And the mother told him, run away from your brother, don't get killed. So he promises, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after he has the dream, Alochem Olam Yardim, he promises, Kol HaShetitan Li Aser Asren Aloch. The Gemara says, I will give one Maisa and then I'll give another Maisa, Aser Asren Aloch. Twice Maiser is Chaimish. The Gemara learns that from the Pasuk. Amavazrez al Yavazrez Yosemi Chaimish. If you're giving away money to charity, there's a limit. You shouldn't give more than 20%. Shema Yayoni Vitztarech Labrias. Charity begins at home. You're going to give away all of your money to the poor, so you may become poor. So what did you, what did you accomplish by giving all the money to the Aniyim? You're going to become an Ani. So that's the din. The Gemara said, that's Aloch. Amavazrez al Yavazrez Yosemi Chaimish. Based on that Pasuk. So the question is, the Gemara only has it with respect to spending money to give to tzedakah, to aniyim. What about on a mitzvah? Let's say I got stuck for sukkahs in Alaska. And it's 2 days before sukkahs. And the only way to get a sukkah, there are no flights. There are no flights, I can't go anywhere. And there's no sukkah in sight. So if I spend a fortune of money, if I blow in my whole life savings, they'll be nice enough to deliver a sukkah to me right before Yontif. a prefabricated sukkah, I'll be able to put it up. So how much money am I mechuyev to spend in order to build a sukkah, in order to buy an esrog? Years ago, it was a it wasn't so easy to get an esrog in Europe. So every city, they had one esrog. They bought one esrog in Lula for the rabbi, and the rabbi gave him atam and aslachsa to all the balabatim. In America, the Jews have a lot of money. So many more than one person has an esrog in the shul. I remember when there were just two or three people in the whole shul. It was a shul of over 100 people, a few hundred people, and only two or three people had an esrog. Now it's Akshay Dar. It's a better generation. So more people can afford it, and more people are interested in spending money. So the question is, how much money are you mechuyev to spend in order to fulfill a mitzvah? So the Ramah, both in Hilchas Lulav, as well as in Yeridaya, and Siman Kufnun Zayin, the Siman about Yehorek Valyavar, the Ramah writes the same thing. That Gemara in Ksubas Daf Nun, it says, HaMevazvah, Zalyevazvah, Yesi Mechaymish, doesn't only apply with respect to giving money to Aniyim, Shema Yeyoni, the Yitztarech Labriyas, doesn't only go and taking care of Aniyim, it applies to spending money to fulfill a mitzvah. If the only way to fulfill a mitzvah is by blowing in so much of your savings that you'll have to spend more than 20% of your savings, then you're not mechuyev. The Mishnah Brura quotes Akasha. How can the Ramah say that? But there's a Gemara in Kiddushin, the end of the first parak, where the Gemara has a discussion. A couple has a baby boy, and the first child is a boy, and they have to make pinyan ben. The father of the baby finds out that he was a pchor to his mother, and he never had a pinyan ben. So who lived those who b'no lived those? He has to do pinyan ben for himself. His father's already passed by mitzvah. He's married. His wife just had a baby boy. So he has to spend 5 slime for pinyan ben for himself, 5 slime for pinyan ben for this son, and all he has to his name is 5 slime. He doesn't have more. He doesn't have 10 slime. So the Gemara has a discussion. Whose pinyan ben takes precedence? His mitzvah de gufa yadifa. He should do his own pinyan ben, or should he do the pinyan ben on the son? So the Mishnah Berurah asked the Kasha, he shouldn't do either. He's going to blow in all of the money that he has. He's not mechuyev to spend more than chaimish. According to the Ramah, he's not mechuyev to spend more than chaimish to fulfill the mitzvah. So that's a Kasha that the Mishnah Berurah has. And the Chazanish talks about it. They work on the teretz on the Kasha. So we do accept that Ramah. When it comes to our mitzvahs, I say, the Ramah says, just like the Gemara makes the statement with respect to tzedakah, you shouldn't give, not only you're not obligated to, but it's not proper. It's not proper to give away to aniyim more than 20% of your total income. Taisa says if you're a multimillionaire, you're allowed to give away more than chaimish. You're talking about people, plain people, who don't make so much money. Yeah. So we follow that Ramah. The Ramah says, just like there's a din by tzedakah in Ksuvas Daf Nun, it's not proper to spend more than 1/5. So with respect to mitzvahs, I say also, you're not mechuyev to spend more than 1/5 of your total savings in order to fulfill a mitzvah. What about in order to avoid violation of an avera? Let's say if the person will be a Shomer Shabbos, he'll make much less money. Now hardly anybody works on Shabbos. Everybody has off 2 days a week, Shabbos and Sunday. Years ago, they told you if you didn't come in on Shabbos, don't bother coming in on Monday because on Sunday, because they needed people to work 7 days a week or 6 days a week. So years ago, it wasn't so easy to be a Shomer Shabbos. So let's say if the person will take a job working 6 days a week, including Shabbos, they'll make much more money. And because he's going to be a Shomer Shabbos, he'll make the hefty amount of the money. So he's going to be losing an awful lot of money by becoming a Shomer Shabbos. So are you obligated to observe Shabbos because you're going to be suffering a tremendous loss? You'll be earning much less money. So the Ramah says, yes, you're mechuyev. Well, let's say in order to keep kashrus, let's say we had a neighbor over here who came from Russia and they were religious in Russia. So he lived in one city. And the only mikveh available was his wife had to go by plane. Once a month, his wife had to go to the mikveh in a different city. He had to blow in a whole week's salary in order that his wife should observe Taras HaMishpacha. So he did. He gave 1 week's salary. That's an awful lot of money. So the Ramah writes, in order to avoid violation of an Avera, like Nidah's and Issacharis and Shabbos is and Issacharis, and keep kosher, in order not to violate an Avera, you have to blow in Kol Hain Beisa. You have to give all of your money. We don't apply the rule HaMevazim is HaYevazim is Yasi Mechaymish. So when do we say B'chol Mi'adecha, B'chol Napshecha Fila Noitel Es Napshecha, only goes on Avodah Zarah, Hashem Echad, you have to Sasham Lakech, you have to demonstrate, not just be a Jew at heart, you have to demonstrate your love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'chol Napshecha Fila Noitel Es Napshecha, but not on Shabbos and Kashrus. You don't say Yehar Gval Yavan Shabbos and Kashrus, you only say on Avodah Zarah. This pasuk only talks about after some goes on Hashem Echad, that you shouldn't accept the Trinity, or you shouldn't convert to another religion, even if it means you have to give up your life. So what about B'chol Mamaincha? The Pasha Pshat and the Pasha B'chol Mamaincha only goes on Avodah Zarah. But with respect to other Yisroel, you're not Mechuyev to spend Kol Mamaincha. The din would be, just like HaMevazim Zayavazim Yesim Mechemish, you're not Mechuyev to spend more than 20% of your total savings in order to fulfill the mitzvah. You shouldn't be obligated to spend more than 20% of your total savings in order to avoid violation of an Avera either. This pasuk, b'chol mamaincha, b'chol me'adecha, b'chol mamaincha, is going on Avodah Zarah, doesn't go on Sharisim. So there is such an opinion like that, but that has not been the accepted opinion. We accept like the Ramah says, with respect to, there are three different categories. With respect to mitzvah saseh, then we say, you're not mechuyev to spend more than chaymish to fulfill the mitzvahs asay. That's hain rav, not mechuyev. With respect to mitzvahs loy says, you have to spend kol hain beisai up until the point of the suffix sakana. And with respect to Avodah Zarah, and then the Gemara is going to say on the base, not only Avodah Zarah, get rash v'chazdamim, the Gemara l'aver sachamur, then we apply the rule of b'chol nafshech hafil ha'noitel es nafshech. But based on the drasha from the psukim, the bir agroa, in Siman Kuf and Zion, quotes it from Samishan, based on the drasha from the pasuk, "Shema Yisrael Hashem Echad b'Havta Hashem Lakech b'chol mi'odecha." You would get the impression that it's only by Avodah Zarah that you have to spend kol hain beisa. But with respect to other lavim, it sounds that it should be the same as a mitzvah sase up until chaimish and past chaimish you're not mechuyev to. That's the poshup. That's what it should be, but that's not the way we paskin. Yeah. So this is the din. B'chol napshech hafil ha'noitlas namshech goes on Avodah Zarah. Yeah. Is that actually Avodah Zarah? Let's say a goy holds a gun to my head and he says, if you don't convert to Christianity, they're going to kill me. So I say, I convert, I believe in Yashke. But it's obvious that I don't believe in Yashke. I'm just saying it in order to save my life. So is that really considered that I violated Avodah Zarah? So there's a machlokes Abai v'Rava in Sanhedrin, in the Samachs, around Samachay also, Dav Samachay. So the topic that's a machlokes Abai v'Rava, Avodah Avodah Zarah mi'ava u'mi'ira. He likes his boss, or he's afraid the boss is going to fire him, and the boss wants him to go to church with him on Sunday. So he goes to church and he prays with the boss, but he doesn't believe in the Avodah Zarah. He just goes because Meira, he's afraid the boss is going to fire him. Or Meahava, he likes his boss very much and he wants to make him happy. So he goes to church because he loves the boss. But he doesn't really believe in the Avodah Zarah. So we pass like Rav, Avodah Avodah Zarah, Meahava Meira, you're not Chai Misa, because strictly speaking, if you're not Mekabla Beloah, then it's not called an Avodah of Avodah Zarah. So Tosfos and the Rambam ask the Kasha, if the Nachri holds a gun to my head and threatens to kill me unless I convert to Christianity, and I say I'm converting, I'll go through the whole thing, but I'm doing Avodah Zarah Meira. I'm afraid they're going to kill me. But it's an umdin in the Bukhah. I don't really believe in it. So what are you giving your life up for? Even if you'll convert, it won't be considered an Avera of Avodah Zarah. It's a Marisayan of Avodah Zarah, but it's not. The guy thinks that he succeeded in getting the Jew to worship Avodah Zarah. But the halacha says that that's not considered, that doesn't constitute Avodah Zarah, because no Kabbalah Beloah. So that's what Tosfos and the Rambam is in the Sefer HaMitzvos, and the Tosfos is on the Daf. In Sanhedrin and Daf Samachay, on that Gemara, Ha'ibur Avodah Zarah, Mi'ava Mi'ira, where the Machlokes Abai V'Rabbi. So they both give the same answer. That's the din. despite the fact that it doesn't constitute an avera of avodah zarah, because it's me'ava me'ira, nonetheless, the din is that yahorig v'yavar, because it's a marisayin of avodah zarah. So marisayin of avodah zarah, that's not actual avodah zarah, that's only an abizrahu of avodah zarah. Abizrahu means an something that's related to avodah zarah, but it's not actual avodah zarah. So do you see from that din, b'chol napshech hapin anoiteles napshecho, if the guy holds a gun and he threatens to kill me unless I agree to convert, so I'm not allowed to agree to convert, I have to give up my life, does that indicate that you're not allowed to violate any isa that relates to avodah zarah also? The Harg Vayaba, not only on actual avodah zarah, even on abizrahi of avodah zarah. See, that's the shaila here that the bottom tesis raises, chafem and aleph, the bottom tesis is a big machlokes in Shulchan Aruch, whether we paskan like the Tesis or not, nearly me. Let's say I'm running away from the Nazis to save my life, and then there's a canoe, and so I can take the canoe and row to the other side of the river, and my life will be spared. The Nazis on this side, I'll go to the other side, but the canoe happens to be because it's there's some goyim who own the canoe. They worship the canoe every day. They bow down to it and they pray to it. They deified it. So it's also b'hanoah. So avodah zarah is also b'hanoah. But if I get hanoah from avodah zarah, I'm violating the din layidbak biotcha me'umah min acherim by getting hanoah from the avodah zarah. But I'm not in violation of actual worshiping avodah zarah. So do you say yaharig v'yaba only on avodah zarah itself, or even on abizrahu of avodah zarah? So that's or we paskin not only the say yaharig v'yaba by avodah zarah, by gilui arayis and by shfichas damim as well. So let's say Gili Arayas. Let's say they tell me I should dance with someone else's wife. Otherwise, they're going to shoot me. They're going to kill me. They don't insist I should be Mizana with her. They're just, I should kiss her. I should dance with her. So I should hold their hands or something like that. Or I should violate Yichud. I should violate Yichud with an Eishes Ish. So there's no Yehorg Val Yavar on the Rabbanans. Okay. So let's say they tell me to violate Kira Basa, to dance with someone else's wife. The Rambam holds it's an Issa Deraisa. La Sikrvu La Galaserva, Kira Basa. The Ramban disagrees. The Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvahs quotes that from the Sifra, that La Sikrvu La Galaserva in Pasha Sachre Mois and Kedoshim, La Sikrvu goes on Kira Basa that can lead to actual Gilead Reis. But it's not Gilead Reis Mamish, and still the Rambam holds that it's an Issa Deraisa. Ramban holds that Kira Basa is only the Rabbanim. And the Shulchan Aruch paskens that you get Malkus. The Mechaber writes, in the days of Rabbi Yosef Kar, there were no smuchim. There was no bezin giving Malkus to anybody for any avera. So what does the Mechaber write that Kira Basar Yeloike means? He wants to pasken like the Rambam, that it's an Issa Deraisa, not like the Ramban. It'll happen afkamina, whether you say Yehorig Val Yavar. If a guy will hold the gun and say, you dance with the Eshes Ish, I'm going to kill you. So if Kira Basar is like the Ramban, it's only an Issa Derabanan. So then the Shach writes, we assume there's no Yehorig Val Yavar on the Rabbanim. But if Kira Basav is an Issa Deraisa, the Mechaber passed like the Rambam, that La Sikabu La Galasava goes Kira Basar. So if it's Deraisa, so then there's a question whether you say Yehorig Val Yavar only on actual Gili Arayis, to violate Gili Arayis, or even on Abizrahus of Gili, even on Kira Basar, let's say Yichud. That was a case that was written up in the lawyers have their own newspapers, but they write up cases. So that was a case, a boy took a girl on a date. The end of the story was he didn't marry that girl. The boy took a girl on a date and they went on a Ferris wheel. And then it came 6 o'clock in the evening. So and they were up on the Ferris wheel all by themselves. And the guy in charge didn't realize there was somebody there. So he turned off the electricity and went home. And they were screaming, let us down, let us down. They were stuck there. So the girl said, we can't stay over here overnight. It's an Issa Yichud. So the boy said, well, what do you want to do? You climb down, you got killed. So the girl insisted she's going to climb down. She was a Nida. That's the question, whether Boal Anida is Gili Arayis, did he say Yehorig Val Yavar or not? Anida has an Issa Kares. A Boal Anida is Kares. Usually we distinguish that the Akoyen lives with a Grusha, or Yisrael lives with a Mamzeris, or a Jewish woman lives with an Amoine, a Mayavi, a Mitzri, something like that. So that's not called Gili Arayis. That's an Issa Lav. That's Isuri Bia. But you wouldn't say Yehorig Val Yavar on that. When is it called Gili Arayis? Eshishish, Bito, Imo, Achoso, when there's an Isakaris, and if you have a child with that woman, the child will be a mamzer. So that's called Gili Arayis. Nida is a problem because Nida there is Karis, Habala Nida there is Karis, but Kiddushan Atopsin and the Vlad is not a mamzer. So how do you deal with Nida? Nida is clearly an exception to the rule. Question is, which rule is it an exception to? They say, despite the fact that Nida is an Erva, because Vaharaya that is Kares, despite the fact that it's an Erva, Kiddushan Atopsin, if I give a ring to my sister and I say, Haraya Mekudeshesli, and Kiddushan Topsin Baharayas. Or if I give a ring to an Eshesish who's married to someone else, I say, Haraya Mekudeshesli, and Kiddushan Topsin Baharayas. So by Nida, we learn out from the Pasuk, Sehi Nidosa Olam, Afila B'Shas Nidosa, Tehei Bo Havaya. Sehi means a Kiddushan Atopsin. So these say, Nida is an Erva, the Harai that it has Kares, but it's an exception to the rule that normally Avlad ben Anida is a Mamzer, Avlad ben Erva is a Mamzer, Avlad ben Anida is not a Mamzer. And usually, in Kiddushan Topsin, the Erva, and by Nida, it's an exception to the rule, Kiddushan Atopsin. So is that the way you go? Or do you go the other direction? Say, no, Nida is an exception to the rule. It really should not have any, it shouldn't have any Kares. Because it's really an Issa Bia. It's not an Issa Erva. It's an exception to the rule that it has Kares, even though it's not Gili Arayis. So one Nafkamina will be whether you say Yehorig Vayavar. You only say Yehorig Vayavar by Arayis. You don't say by Yisuri Bia. A Koyin Bigrusha, Yisuri Bia Mamzeres, he wouldn't say Yehorig Vayavar. The Shach points that out. Rabbi Kevega points that out. You don't say Yehorig Vayavar, only by Arayis. So that's a big shaila. So the Mechaber quotes in Hilchas Nida, Mechaber quotes a Chuvus HaRamban, who assumes that Nida is an Erva. You look in the Rambam also. The Rambam writes it more than once. He writes, Nida v'chalal ho'arayasi. And Nida is an Erva. It's an exception to the rule that what? That despite the fact that it is an Erva, because it has Kares, still Kiddushan HaTovsin, and the Vlad is not a Mamzeh. But not all the Rishayim agree. The Rabbeinu Tam and Sefer HaYosher writes Beferish that you don't say Yehorig Val Yavar by Nida. And this Rabbi Natam is quoted in the Tosfos Yushanim on Yevamos. On the first daf in Yevamos, on the first Mishnah, Beis Amud Aleph. So the Tosfos Yushanim is the tiny letters on the bottom of the page. They have a certain kasha. And they give an answer from the Rabbi Natam in the Sefer Yosher. Rabbi Natam wrote the Sefer Yosher, Rabbi Natam. So he, if you read the whole paragraph, the Tosfos Yushanim only quotes the first line. But if you think about it, Rav Soloveitchik didn't have the Sefer Yosher, but he explained what that line in the Tosfos Yushanim means. He said what it says in the Sefer Yosher. Rabbeinu Tam is saying that Nida is not an Erva, and you wouldn't say Yehorig Val Yavar. So that's a shadow how we paskin. Rav Tuvia Goldstein has, they wrote up some of his shirim. He thinks that we should paskin that Nida is not Yehorig Val Yavar. Another earlier Gedolim from 200 years ago, from the 1700s, 1800s, they talk about it. They're not so sure that we should accept what the Mechaber writes, that the Boal HaNida is Yehorig Val Yavar. Mechaber quotes it from the Ramban, that Boal HaNida is Yehorig Val Yavar. That Nida is Mechalal HaRayis. And the others are not so convinced that that should be the din. Anyway, so this girl was on the Ferris wheel with the boy. So she said, we can't stay here. We're going to be in violation. It's going to get dark. And sometimes gets dark, 8:30, whatever. They're going to violate the Yichud. So she thought that you say Yehorig Val Yavar on Nida. And you say Yehorig Val Yavar on Yichud of a Nida. They're both questionable. Whether you say Yehorig Val Yavar on Nida itself is a machloikis, it boal on Nida. And over here, it's a question, do you say Yehorig Val Yavar only on the Issa Gilei Arayis itself, even on Abizrayus? Other Issurim that relate, would you say Yehorig Val Yavar on Kira Basar, to dance with someone else's wife? They're going to kill me unless I dance with someone else's wife. So do you say Yehorig Val Yavar on Abizrayus? So by Abizrayus, if they hold the gun, they threaten to kill me unless I worship Abizrayus. So the way we paskin like, that's what Tesis in the Rambam. Tesis on the Daf and Sanhedrin, Daf Samachay. And the Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvahs, they both point that. Strictly speaking, the fellow is worshiping Avodah Zarah, Miyahava Miyira, so he's not Mekalba Beloah, it doesn't really mean it. So he's not really a violation of Avodah Zarah. So it's only an Abizrayu, yeah, but it's a Marisayan of Avodah Zarah, And the goy is happy because the anos, the akum anos, thinks that he succeeded in getting the rabbi. He thinks he succeeded in getting the Jewish person to worship Avodah Zarah. So that's a strong marisayan of Avodah Zarah. So that's a question. Maybe that's only marisayan of Avodah Zarah. Maybe that's machamer. Maybe if you have a canoe, that's also b'hanoah, because this canoe is a deity. You're not allowed to get hanoah from it. But there's no marisayan that I'm worshiping it. There's no marisayan at all. So maybe you don't say Yehar Gval Yabran Abizraiz. Maybe on the actual Isser of Avodah Zarah, Gel Arai Shvichas Damim Mitzvah. Maybe not on Abizraiz. Here there's a... Where is on the side of the Gemara here, on the last line on Chafei Amud Aleph, the Gemara quotes Kiyosa Ravin, when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael. The first one was Rabbi Yankif says over the name of Rabbi Yechonah. Amar Rabbi Yankif, Amar Rabbi Yechonah. Then Kiyosa Ravin, Amar Rabbi Yechonah. When Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael to Babel, he said over the following, the full statement: Bakol Mizrap and Chutz Me'avod Zore Gili Arayis and Shvi Chazamin. In other words, the Gimel Aver Sachemur, so he say Yehar Gval Yavar. So on the side margin, on the right side, it says Ein Taisa Soita Daf Yud Amud Beis Diba Maschal Noyach. What does it say? Le Noyach. So the Gemara says Noyach Lo Adam Sheyapel Atzma B'Kiv Shen Heish VaYal B'Pnei Chavera Barabim. What is that all about? What is that all about? So that's based on the Pasuk. The Pasuk says that Yehuda didn't realize that this woman who was dressed up as a prostitute was his own daughter-in-law. And he was bawling, huh? And she said, but you have to pay me something. So he said, he'll give her a gdi. He's going to send a gdi hizim. So she said, give me a mashkin. So he gave her a chasamus v'apsilim v'hamata as a mashkin. And then the next day, when he wanted to send his friend, Rieyahu Adulami, he sent his friend to give the gdi to the prostitute as the tashlumin for the services rendered. So he couldn't find the woman. And then she became pregnant from Yehuda. And then they said, Hatziyu Abisisareif. So the Pasuk says, Himutzeis, they were about to take her, give her the death penalty. So she says, I wasn't Mizana with a stranger. I was Mizana with the man who gave me this Chasamis and Psilim Amat Hazeh. It was her father-in-law, Yehuda. But she didn't want to be malbim p'nei chaver b'rabim, so she didn't say who it was. They're going to throw her into the kibshan ho'esh because he said hotziu of the sisareif. It's a difficult parsha there. You have to know pshat. So she was noyach lo. It was preferable for her lahapil lasatzma the kibshan ho'esh to let them throw her into the kibshan ho'esh and to burn her alive rather than she should be malbim p'nei chaver b'rabim. So Tosis is bothered with a kasha. So why does the Gemara say they're on the Gimel Aver Sachamur as Avodah Zarah Gila Vashvi Chazdamim? They should have said, Malam Penei Chaver Barabim is also a din of Yehar Gval Yavar. So some Rishonim think that that's an agadita. It's not a din. This statement is really a din. Gimel Aver Sachamur says a din that you say Yehar Gval Yavar. That Gemara is an agadita. And others say, no, it's to be taken literally. Tosis there, and Saita Yudam Abbas takes it seriously. But they say that Rabbi Yochanan doesn't have to say that Yehorig Val Yavar on Malam Penei Chaver Abraham. That's a Beferish of Pasuk and Chumash. This, but this is not Beferish. These are Limudim. This is what to argue about. But to say Yehorig Val Yavar on Malam Penei Chaver Abraham is black and white of Pasuk and Chumash. Rabbi Yochanan didn't have to mention that. That's self-understood. And the Rabbeinu Yoina in the Shaar HaTshuva writes a different answer. He goes with the shita that not only do you say Yehorig Val Yavar on the Gimel Aver Sachamuris, on Abizrahu's also. And the Gemara says in Bava Metzia that when you're Malbin, Pnei Chaver Barabim, why is it called Malbin? Because the person has the blood is circulating in his face. He has a reddish complexion because the blood is circulating. when the person will be humiliated, so all the blood will drain out of his face and he's going to turn white. That's called malbin pnei chavera. So in a certain sense, that's an abizrayu av shvichas damim. He didn't spill the blood out. The blood is still circulating in his system, but it's no longer circulating in his face. That's why he turns white. That's why he turns pale. So in a certain sense, that's an abizrayu av shvichas damim. That's what Rabbeinu Yonah writes in the Shari Tshuva. And he goes with the shita that not only did he say harg val yavra on the gimla beres hachamurais, he even said all the abizrayus of them. So that's the question here. Chutz me atzei asherah. Does it just mean I'm going to take a log that's atzei asherah, it's also banoah, and I'll float to the other side of the river to save my life? But it doesn't indicate that I believe in the powers of a deity that the asherah has. The wood floats on the water. That's why. Or is it talking about a case? Nirali the markigon sheini yochlis rapim misharets him elabazek kigon ayidei sheid the moshum dover acher. The Galach says you can save your life if you take this wood and you put it under your pillow every night. This will save your life because it's a deity and it'll save your life. So if that's the way it's presented to him, so then by using it to heal himself with it, it looks as if it looks like it's a marisayan of believing that it has powers of a deity. So that's what the re minimizes the din. He says the only time you say harig vayavar is not any abizrahi of abadizar. Harig vayavar by abadizar means if they threaten to kill me unless I convert. So when I convert, it looks as if I'm worshiping abadizar. I'm not really, because I'm not mekabel beloha. Or over here also, if it looks as if I believe that it has powers of a deity, because the doctor who gave it to me said it's going to work because it's a deity. Yeah. So that's a big question. That's a steering shulchan up between Shach points out. Steering shulchan up between one simon and the other. Kuf Nun Hei and Kuf Nun Zayin. They're just two pages apart from each other. Where they say, Harik Bal Yabba, only on the actual Aver itself, Aver Izar Gele Rashi Chazdamim, or even Ab Israel. So the Ab Israel of Aver Izar, the case of Yehar Gal Yad by Aver Izar is always Ab Israel. Because when they threaten to kill me unless I convert, it's only Aver Izar Miyabba Miyira. But that Abizrayu, that's a Maris sign. They think I'm worshiping Abizrayu. So that, yes. What about another Abizrayu? What about, would you say, Yehar Gval Yavar on Yichud by Anida? The Yichud by Anida is a double question. One question, whether Nida is Arayas. Maybe Rav Goldstein thinks that we should pass on like Taisvus. We shouldn't say Yehar Gval Yavar, W. Goldstein. And then maybe we don't pass Ken Abizrayah. Abizrayah is a Siren Shulchan. Anyway, the Maestro Shoei was the boy. He was a learned boy. So he said, you're crazy. He's not going to climb down. So the girl client started to climb down. And she fell down. And she broke a leg. So she sued the company. She sued the owners of this Ferris wheel. Because she broke a leg and it's their fault. And they said, why is it our fault? You should have waited till the morning. Who told you to climb down? It's your crazy decision. So the judge at Gepaskin, this is what they wrote up in the newspaper. The judge said, if according to Jewish law, she's required to climb down in order not to violate her religion, then the owner of the Ferris wheel has to pay for the damages. So they got a rabbi to testify in court that that's what the Jewish law says, that there's a din of Yehorek Bal Yavar on Abizrayhus and Yichud of Anida. There's also Abizrayah. It's very questionable. Very questionable. Two questions, whether there's Yehorek Bal Yavar on Nida, whether Nida is Gilei Arayis or not, and whether you say Yehorek Bal Yavar on Abizrayah, there's no Marisayin that he's Baal Leho, just an Abizrayah, that the Yichud of Nida is also.
Rebbe?
Yeah.
By Tamar, could we maybe say that it was a Shas Ashmad? Because Shimon and Levi caused all the Amim to be angry at Bnei Yisrael. So maybe it's a Shas Ashmad. So because it's a Shas Ashmad, so it has to be even Arakta de Mesana, she has to be Moser Nefesh.
It was a Shas Ashmad? On what? Not on Mam Pnei Chavero?
No, but in general, no? So even because there's a Shas Ashmad,
no, the din is that you say applies when you say Kriya Shema, you're supposed to have Imad M'chol Namshach, Afin Anetlis Namshach applies either in the Gimel Aveira Sachamuris, or if it's any other Aveira, and you're doing it Pepar Hesi with Nei Asora Mi Yisrael, or if it's a Shas Hashmad, even if it's not Befnei Asora, so the Rishonim say, because B'Shas Hashmad, people will hear about it. So it'll turn out that it will become Mefursim. It'll become known that he violated the Aver. More than 10 Jews will find out about it, that he violated the Aver. So that's why I say Haragmaya. But if it's a Shas Hashmad, they don't allow the Jews to observe Shabbos. And she's going to be violating a different Aver, Mal Ben Echaver, Veram. There was no Shas Hashmad on Halban Aspanim. So that's not called the Shas Hashmad. That's not called the Shas Hashmad. So that's what the Gemara quotes, the Tanna Rab Lezer, that by Atzei Ashera, getting Hanof from Atzei Ashera is a lav. Layidbak biotcha me'umim and achem. The original pasuk goes on not getting any benefit from anything that belongs to the people who live in the Irani Dachas. Everything, all nichse, even nichse tzadikim shebetoicha. The tzadikim are not killed. You only kill those who worship the Avodah Zarah. But their property is destroyed. And before you destroy it, it's also bano. So that's the original pasuk. Layidbak biotcha me'umim and achem. The Gemara says, Hamavashel, if someone cooks food by Atzei Ashera, is loike, you get malchus because he violated that pasuk. Layidbak biotcha me'umim menacher. So the Gemara says over here that you would say Yehorig val Yavar. So that's 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. Is it only the way the Ri said? He's getting Hanor from the Atzei Asherah in such a way that implies as if he believes it has powers of a deity. But if he just uses the canoe to get to the other side of the river, there's no marisayan of believing that it's Avodah Zarah. Just playing, getting Hanoah from Atzei Asherah, then you wouldn't say Yehorig val Yavar. Or no, all of Israel. So that's a question. That's a question. Then the Menchas Chinuch discusses. Usually you say Safik Daraisa L'chumra. But over here you should say Safik Pikot Nefesh L'kula. It's a Safik if you're mechayev to give up your life or not. But maybe by Yehorig val Yavar, since the Torah sometimes requires that you should give up your knife, so maybe the Torah says you have no right to be insistent on V'chai Bahem over here. So maybe a Safik, Yehorig val Yavar, has to be a L'chumra. So that's a discussion also in the Menchas Chinuch. What do you do if you have a Safik in the din of Yehorig val Yavar? Whether you say Yehorig val Yavar or not. So that's the first member of Rabbi Yechanan is, that's then the second memra is the famous one that there are Gimel Averis Achamers Kiyasa. Rabin Amar Rabbi Yechanan, when Rabin came from Eretz Yisrael to Babel, he said over the name Rabbi Yechanan that to say Yehorig val Yavar on the Gimel Averis Achamers Chutz Me'Avodah Zarah Gilur Asher Chdam. How do you know? So the Gemara says Avodah Zarah Hodi Amaran. That's the pasuk that we said B'chol Nafshel Chafil and Nartelis Namshecha. When you look in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, not all the Tanaim agree to that. Some Tanaim seem to hold that by Avodah Zarah, you don't say Yehorig val Yavar, only by Shvichas Damim and by Gilui Arayis, and not by Avodah Zarah. That is interesting. Based on the Kalali HaPsak, Taisa says it should have come out that we should paskin like that, that you don't say Yehorig val Yavar by Avodah Zarah. But Taisa is right there on that Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Chas v'shalom that you should paskin like that. Why? Because the Balei HaTaisus, that was their practice. When there would be a Shas Hashmad, they would give up their lives. Many of the Balei Taisa gave up their lives not to convert to Christianity during the times of the Crusade. So that's what they said. That was their tradition. They say, Chas v'shalom, we don't accept that opinion from the Tanaim. What's Chas v'shalom? Some of the Tanaim held like that because their tradition was not so. Like the first Taisus in Brachas, is bothered with Akasha, that their practice was they would daven Ma'ariv every single day before Tzeis HaKochavim, and they wouldn't repeat all the three parashiyos in Kriya Shema Lamita. And the opening Mishnah in Brocha says you only yotze Kriya Shema after Tzeis HaKochavim. So it doesn't correspond to their practice. And their practice, they had traditions, their practice was so strong, it beats out the Mishnah. So they explain, we don't pass like the Mishnah, we pass like another Tana and the Gemara. Every so often, Taisus has such a comment. We don't follow the Gemara, we follow the tradition that we have. They had old traditions. That's the Shaila. Where in the world did they get all these traditions from? That's the Shaila. Yeah. So again, so the Gemara says that there are gimel averus achamor. So the Gemara says avodah zara hodi amor in the top line on chav heim and base. Avodah zara, that's what we had on amud aleph, and we do paskin yarg while yavah by avodah zara. How do you know gilei arayis and shvichas damim? How do you know? The Gemara detanya Rebbe Amir, the pasuk says when a man is ma'anes anayra hamorasa. Anayra hamorasa is married. Erisin is kiddushin. So if a girl is an eshes ish, if she's an ayra hamorasa, then the onish is skila. If she's an eshes ish, a zinsa, yefta nisuin, the onish is chenik. So the Torah says, but what if he's ma'anis, the girl? So if he's ma'anis, the girl, then he's chayv and onish. The man who is ma'anis is chayv and onish, but the girl is not chayv any onish. Ki kashir akamish arayehu, tzoch hanevish, kein adav razeh. Just like if I murder someone, I overpower someone else and I murder him. So the murder victim is not at fault. He didn't do anything wrong. The murderer killed him, but the victim didn't do anything wrong. So too, if a man rapes an eshes ish, so the eshes ish is not at fault. The other one did the avera and she. The woman who was raped was the victim, like the murder victim is not guilty of anything. So the Gemara says the pasuk, the simple reading of the pasuk sounds like you're giving a mashal to explain the din by the eshes ish. Why the nayar hamarasa doesn't get in la nayar chet mavist? Why the nayar hamarasa doesn't get punished? Because you gave a mashal from kashiyok mishareh tzoch hanevish. So the Gemara says areza bala lamei. The simple reading of the pasuk is that we're learning you have a mashal and a nimshal. The mashal is the murderer who kills the victim. The victim didn't do anything wrong. Same thing over here. The man who rapes the Eshes Ish didn't do anything wrong. But we would have understood on our own, what do you need the mashal for? So the Gemara has, Rebbe says, not only does it teach you, not only does the mashal from the murderer shed light on the case of the Eshes Ish and Ensa, who was raped, it's nimtza lamed. I learned something from the Nayar HaMarasa to the murderer as well. What does he say? I raise a bala lamin on the fifth line. I raise bala lamin itzalam makish or tzeich l'nara hamarasa. Ma nara hamarasa nitan hatzila ben apsho. Avra tzeich also nitan hatzila ben apsho. How do you know by nara hamarasa that it means someone is going to rape a nara hamarasa and she doesn't want it. So the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin, if there are other people there, if necessary to save the Hamarasa, you're allowed to kill the one who's attempting to rape her. If you can get him to stop attacking the girl without killing him, is matov. But if it's necessary, you're allowed to kill him. How do you know? Because the pasuk says, "Tzaka hanara Hamarasa ve'emoshi Allah." The girl probably, it says, the Chumash says it depends. The Chumash says it depends. Where did this incident happen? That the man was mezana with the Nayar HaMarasa. If it happened by ear, so we assume if the girl would have screamed, if she would have put up a fight, so the neighbors would have heard. Nobody heard anything, so we assume that the Nayar HaMarasa was mezana beratzen. So then they both get the death penalty, the Nayar HaMarasa and the one who was mezana with her. But if it's basada, then we assume tzaka Nayar HaMarasa ve'imashielo. There's nobody there to save her. That's very difficult. The Ramban and Chumash says, what do you mean? It depends by Sadeh, by year. You have to have Hasra, Turkide Diba, the Edom have to know everything. You can't just assume that Ba'ir, Advar HaShalot, Tzakos, so therefore Shechai Mis. Maybe he was Ma'anis HaBir, and he threatened to kill her if she screams. So he didn't let her scream. So you can't give her the death penalty because you assume Advar HaShalot, Tzakos. So the Torah Shabbal Peh says that it's not to be taken literally, that you distinguish between Ba'ir and Basoda. You have to have Hasra Terch Kedei Dibur of the Aveira. You don't give any Misa. You have to have Kabbalah Hasra Yataratz Mala Misa. Someone has to warn the Eshes Ish Zinso and the Boyle. You have to warn them, if you do this Aveira, you're going to be Chai Misa. And you have to say, they should acknowledge it. They say, we know we're going to be Chai Misa. We don't care anyway. Give us the Einish Misa. Amanaskein. We're doing the Avera, we're prepared to get the Einish Misa. It's very rare that anyone is ever going to, it's very rare you're going to have Hasra Terkadei Dibra. That's what the Mishnah says in Makkos. They hardly ever had the official din in the Nefashos. It's very hard. To have din in the Nefashos, you have to have Hasra Tech the Dibur immediately before the Avera. So the guy's not going to do the Avera. He's not going to do the Avera Tech the Dibur of the Hasra. And then even if you had Hasra, it's not enough. You have to have Kabbalah Hasra. You have to have Yater Atzman Amisa. I said, I don't care. I'm prepared to get the death penalty. I want to do the Avera, even if it means that I'm going to lose my life. So it's very far-fetched. So that pasuk is just a moshel. So the pasuk says, Tzoka nara hamarasa, if it was basada, we assume Tzoka nara hamarasa, ve'ein moshi Allah. What is the connotation of those last three words, ve'ein moshi Allah? Hoyesh moshiya, but if there would be someone who could save the girl from being raped by this man who was ma'anasar, he should be Mashiach b'chol dovar. You should save the girl, even if it means to kill the one who's attempting to rape her. So you see from the pasuk, the mashmah is a Mashiach law that yesh Mashiach. You're allowed a right if achanara hamarasa la onsa love aleha la oynes is nita natzila benafshi. You're allowed to kill the one who's running after the nara hamarasa. So from that pasuk, the fact that the chumash uses the mashal, kashiyakamish arev tzalcha nevish kena dobra hazeh, and by the dobra hazeh, by the one who raped the nara hamarasa, the pasuk uses the lashon ve'im moshiela hayesh l'mashia. You're allowed to even kill the one who's attempting to be ma'anasar. So you learn now to the right of achachaleu lahargai. If someone is running after someone else to kill him, he's a right of. You're allowed to kill him. So that's what the Gemara says. Hareza bala lamed v'nimtza lamed. The simple reading of the pasuk is kashiyakamish areyav socha nefesh. That's a mashal to explain why ein lanara chek mavis, because she's the victim. So you're learning from Ritzeach to Naira Hamarasa. But v'nimtza lamed, you also learn from Naira Hamarasa to Ritzeach, that just like Naira Hamarasa, it says v'ei mashiyala. Even if it means that you kill the one who's chasing after the Hamarasa, so too by the right of Achachaber Lahargai, that's how you know the din, that that you're allowed to kill the right of in order to save the Nirdah. That's called Hareza Bola Lameid, Benimtza Lameid, Afrasech Nitin Atzila Ben Afsham. And then you also learn that Nara Hamarasa from Atzeach, you also learn out that what Mara Tseach Yehareg Baal Yavor Aftar Hamarasa Tehareg Baal Tavor. Yeah, the simple reading of the pasuk is you're learning from Retzeach to Nara Hamarasa that the girl was the victim, just like the murder victim is the victim. So he didn't do anything wrong. So the girl who is Nensa was the victim, and Eila Nara Chaitmam. Mara says, but you're learning out another thing. Just like he say Yehareg Baal Yavor by Shvichas Damim, so too he say Yehareg Baal Yavor by Gili Arayis. So then the Gemara says, and how do you know Shvichas Damim Gufei Mirama? How do you know that by Ritzicha that you say Yehareg Baal Yavor? So the Gemara says, that's a Svara Pshuta. That's a Svara. Why? Svara who? Ki Ahud, like the following story, Ahud, the also the Kamid Rabbah, a Jewish Balabos came to ask Kishayla of Rabbah, Amalei. So he tells Rabbah the following story. Mary Duroi, the owner of my whole farm, my whole area where I live, Amali, Mary Duroi, Amali, Zilkatle Leplanya. I want you to go kill so-and-so. If you don't kill Pliny, Rashi says, the Pliny is a Jewish person. If you don't kill Pliny, Ketil Naloch, then I'm going to kill you. So what's the Shaila? If someone threatens to kill me unless I eat chazer, unless I'm a chal Shabbos, they say, v'chai b'hem v'lo shi'amisan, pikuach nefesh is decha kol ha-tarkula. Is pikuach nefesh applicable here? Pikuach nefesh should be decha de'isav v'lar sirtzach. So Rabbi says, no, lik teluch, let the goy ish, marry the right, let the goy kill you, and you shouldn't kill the other person. Lik teluch v'la tiktol. Let him kill you, Yehorig va'al yavo. You shouldn't violate. Why? Because my chaz is didam didoch sumik tvei. Who says that your blood is redder than the other fellow's blood? Dilma damadu gaber sumik tvei. Maybe the blood of the other person is redder than your blood. What does it mean? So Rashi explains the whole din of a chay b'hem alosh yom espend that pikuach nefesh is derech hakolat arukula. The main sugya is the last perek in Yuma by eating on Yom Kippur for people who are not 100% healthy. So the whole idea is that to save, Rashi explains, to save nefesh achas from Israel is more important than all the mitzvahs in the Torah. But if over here, Ben Kovakol, a Jewish life is going to be lost. The Mary Duroy, the owner of the farm, my landlord, is threatening me. I should kill Pliny, who's a Jew also, Rashi says. If I don't kill him, he's going to kill me. So it's either he's going to lose his life or I'm going to lose my life. So there is going to be a loss of a Jewish life. So you can't say, Pikoch Nefesh is Deicha the Din of Losirta. What do you mean? But at the end of the day, there's going to be a person who's going to be dead. So why should you think that your pikuach nefesh is more important than his pikuach nefesh? Maybe his pikuach nefesh is more important than yours. That's what he says. So that you say that you don't allow pikuach nefesh to be doicha ritzicha, that's a svara pshuta. And the Pashto says in Nishla Melech has a sefer of drush on Agadita that's called Parashas Drachim. So he has an essay there about Yehoreg Bal Yava by Nochrim. So he says a davar pashut, that by the Nochri also, let's say a Nochri threatens another Nochri. I want you to kill Pliny, otherwise I'm going to kill you. So the Gemara has a shaila by Bnei Noach, where they say, Yehoreg Vayava by a Bnei Noach or not. Is the Nochri allowed to worship Avod Zara in order to save his life? The Nochrim don't have the mitzvah of Yehaptas Hashem Lekah B'chol Napshach HaFil HaNoitles Napshecha. He doesn't have that din. He has the din of Avod Zara. It's not allowed to worship Avod Zara. But here, he's worshiping Abba Bidazara under duress, under threat to his life. If he doesn't worship Abba Bidazara, they're going to kill him. So maybe that's only the mitzvah of so the Bnei Noach are not mitzvah on that. So that's a shaila in the Gemara. What they say, Yehoreg Bal Yava by Bnei Noach, by Abba Bidazara, by Bnei Noach. So the Mishlam Melech writes in his Sefer Parashas Drachim, but Yehoreg Bal Yava by Ritzicha by Bnei Noach. That's a double pashut that you'll apply it. My Chaz Zaman Adachsim Miktvei, how can you think that my Pikoch Nevesh should be Dech my right, should allow me to kill the other guy? At the end of the day, there's going to be a dead person. So why do I have the right to kill him? Maybe his life is more important than mine. So that's he thinks that's a double pashut, Mishlam Melech thinks. That by Bnei Noach, he certainly say Yehoreg Bal Yava by Shvichas Damim. The Gemara Sofik only was, but he say Yehoreg Bal Yava by Avod Zara. What's the Maskana? The Maskana is a big machlokes. The Rambam writes the dinim of Yehoreg Bal Yava in Perikei in Hilchas Yisrei HaTorah. So it begins with the words, Kol Beis Yisrael Mitzuvim HaKiddush Hashem HaGodol Hazeh. It starts with the word, Kol Beis Yisrael. All the Jewish people are mechuyev to observe the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, Yehoreg Bal Yava. So the Rambam starts the first line in Perikei, that it only applies to the Jewish people. You know, it doesn't apply to the Bnei Noach. Yehoreg Bal Yava doesn't apply to Bnei Noach. Rashi and Tosfos understood the maskana not so. Rashi and Tosfos on that sugi at the end of Perik Ben Sora Mora, around in Sanhedrin, around Afayin Hay. So Rashi and Tosfos understood Fakert, that the maskana Sagamara was that by Bnei Noach, he do say Yehoreg Bal Yava, by Avod Zara. There was a great Gadol 100 years ago, the Minsker Gadol. His name was Rabbi Yeruchim Perlman, I think. So he started writing a chibur on the Rambam, and he started on Hilchas Yisrei HaTorah. He has on Perikei, on Kolbeit, he has line by line, he has a chibur. He started, he never finished. So he put out a sefer, I forgot the name of his sefer, the Minsker Gadol sefer, Or Gadol. It's called the Or Gadol. They have Or Gadol Mishnayos also by the Minsker Gadol on the side of the big Mishnayos. But this is a separate Shalos HaTshuvos, Or Gadol. So he has the beginning of the Chibur that he wrote on the Rambam, but he didn't write too much there, just on Perikei and Hilchas Yisrei HaTorah. Then he has Tshuvos about other topics as well. He was one of the Gedolim 100 years ago in Europe, the Minsker Gadol. So the the simple way of reading the Rashi over here leads one to believe that Mary Duroy, my landlord, the one who rented me the farm, threatened me. He wants me to murder Yisrael Pliny. Katle Leplanya, Rashi says, a Yisrael, otherwise they're going to kill me. So Rashi is implying if he would threaten that I should kill a Nachri, otherwise they're going to kill me, then you wouldn't say Machos is the Domino de Achsum Ektfei. I'm a Yisrael and the other one is a Nochri. So from Rashi is Mashma, that if the threat was I have to kill a Nochri to save the Yisrael, then it would be Mutam. So this was a Shaila that they asked the Nadi Behuda. Rabbi Shaya Berlin, on the first page, on the title page in the Gemara, so they tell you the what was written by which people. So they tell you the Ayin Mishpat Ne'er Mitzvah with the Torah Or, the Marmukamis from Tanakh, and the Masaras Hashas, the work was done by Rabbi Shua Boaz. He's the same one who did the work on the Shilti Gibbon. And then sometimes you have in the Ayin Mishpat Ne'er Mitzvah, or in the Masaras Hashas, you have something written in brackets, like we just read before. On the last line, on Chafem et Aleph, it says, Balkom Mitzvah Puchutz Me'avod Zogel Vashu Chazdamim. So they have on brackets on the side, Ayin Tosef said to Yudam, and basically, Maschal Noech Lo, Lahapo Atzman Letoch Kivshan Ha'esh. So whenever it's in brackets, that was, you look in the Masaras Hashas. Every so often you have something in brackets, and most of the time it's not in brackets. So whatever is not in brackets was done by Rabbi Shua Boaz. He was way before. Shua Boaz wrote the Shilta Gibbarim on the side of the Rif. That was before the days of the Ramah. The Ramah in Shulchan Aruch sometimes quotes something from the Shilta Gibbarim. So he refers to it. He doesn't call the Shilta Gibbarim. He calls it the Hagos Alfasi. It was printed on the side of the Rif. But this Rabbi Shai Berlin, who completed it, he lived way later. He lived in the days of the Nadi Behuda. After the Ramah, after the Shulchan Aruch. So the Nadi Behuda has a few tshuvas to him. He has one tshuva to him. Rabbi Shai Berlin was prepared to say halacha lemaisa that to kill a nochri to save the life of Israel would be muta. So Nadi Behuda said you can't say that. That the Yisra Tzicha applies to nochrim, and you say my chaz is even if one is Yisrael and one is a nochri. That's a shaila with. When they do heart transplants. So if you hold from the Chiddush that some of the Talmid HaChachamim came up with in our generation, that you hold from brain death, so then the patient is dead. Okay, so it's not considered killing him if you take out his heart. But many, many Gedolim didn't hold from the brain death. Reb Shlomo Zalman apparently did not hold from the brain death. So the Shaila was, are you allowed to take... Are you allowed to request that they should take the heart from a person and give it to me? So Shlomo Zalman has a tshuva where he says, in Eretz Yisrael you're not allowed to, and Chutz La'aretz you are allowed to. What's the difference in Eretz and Chutz La'aretz? Because in Chutz La'aretz, the roiv of the tormim, the donor, that's a melitza, he's not a donor. We're killing him. We're taking his heart. He's not donating anything. We're killing him and taking his heart. So in Chutz La'aretz, the rov of the people are Nochrim. So you're killing an Akum in order to save a Yisrael. So he says, I in Rambam, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, and Hilchos Ratzeach, and the Frankel edition of the Rambam. What does it say in the Frankel edition? In all the editions of the Rambam, it starts off Hilchos Ratzeach, Kol Harig Nefesh Achas Mibnei Odom, is an Issa Lo Sirtzach. It's a very awkward Loshen. In the Frankel edition, it says Kol Harig Nefesh Achas Ben Yisrael is a violation of Lysiritzach. So apparently they doctored it up, because in the old edition that it says Kol Harig Nefesh Achas Ben Yisrael, sounds like it's mutter to kill a Nochri. How can you say that? So they changed it. They wrote Kol Harig Nefesh Achas Mi Bnei Adam. There is no such expression. He should have written Kol Harig Nefesh Achas. Period. He's not right Bnei Adam. So and then he quotes, I am Prisha, he tells you, look in the Prisha in Simikuf Chavches in Arachaim. Simikuf Chavches is all about duchening. So it says in the Gemara that a kohen shaharagas hanefesh lo yisas kapov. A kohen who murdered someone, even if he did shuvah, you shouldn't let him duchen. So the Prisha writes over there, it's only harag nefesh achas a Yisrael. If he killed an achri, it's not the same, and he may duchen. So he writes, Ayin Prisha. Apparently the censors didn't realize, and so they left. They let him print that Prisha. The Prisha, I think, is quoted by the Prima Gadim. So he says, look in Frankel edition, look on this, look on that. That's what he's saying, that in Eretz Yisrael, the rov of the Tormim will be Jewish people. So he said, to kill a Jew to save the life of another Jew, that's called Maichazis. You're not allowed to do that. So since the brain dead patient, he doesn't consider him dead. And when you take out the heart, then you're killing him. So you're killing one person in order to save another. So he says, in Eretz Yisrael, you're not allowed to. But in Chutzlos, you're allowed to. He's not following the Nadi Behuda. The Nadi Behuda holds that you say, Harg Vayavar, that you're not even allowed to kill a Nochri to save the life of Yisrael. That's what we usually assume. And he, Reb Shlomo Zalman, seems to be following the opinion of Rabbi Shai Balin, that to kill a Nochri is a Ptaniser, but it's not the same. You don't say, my chosis. In that case, that's the mashmois of Rashi is like that. If you read the Rashi on Chof Hem and Beis, that's what it sounds like. So again, what's the source? How do you know you're harig v'al-yava b'shvichas damim? So the Gemara said, it's a svar, my chosis. And then how do you know you're harig v'al-yava by arayis? Because of the pasuk, ki kashiyokam nish ha-reyeh utzoch ha-nefesh, kein ha-dova ha-zeh. So just like you say, you're harig v'al-yava b'shvichas damim, that carries over to Gilei Arayis as well. The Rambam quotes a din. It's not the fault of the Rambam. Rambam is quoting from Tosefta, the dinim. There's a Mishnah in Trumas, and then there's a Tosefta on that Mishnah. The Nochrim surrounded a city, a Jewish village, and they say they really want Pliny. They know that Pliny is hiding in this city. Tunu lanu achas mikem. Give us this certain person. We're going to kill everybody. So if they say, give us one, we want to kill one Jew, and if you don't hand us over one Jew, we're going to kill everybody, then they're not allowed to hand over. They're not allowed to hand over one person. What if they miyached one person? If yichduhu, so then it says that they do give over that person. So the Yerushalmi says on that, the Rambam quotes the Yerushalmi, if yichduhu, you give over that person, is only if that person is chayiv misa kishevet ben bichri, he's chayiv misa anyway. He did some kind of an aver for which he deserves the death penalty. So then you're allowed to give him over. But just yichduhu alone, then you're not allowed to. So the Rambam is quoting, the Rambam is innocent. He's just quoting the Tosefta with the Yerushalmi and Trumas, the end of Trumas. So the case of Mishnah quotes Hasagas HaRamach. The Rambam wrote his Sefer, and we have the Raivid wrote Hasagas, and the Ramach wrote, the Mari Kurkis. A lot of people wrote Hasagas, a lot of Rishonim wrote Hasagas on the Rambam. So the Raivid, we have a lot of the Hasagas are printed on the page. A lot are missing. They every couple of years, they find more Kisvayad, more Hasagas are Raivid. And the Ramach, they have some of them. So the Kes Mishnah quotes the Hasagas are Ramach. It is the whole din of Yehorig Valyaba by Shvichas Domim, by Ritzicha, is because of this svar. My chos is the dom and the doch se miktvei, dim and dom the hugam se miktvei. So here, there's a city that has a population of 1,000 Jews. And the Goyisha army surrounds the whole city. They say, tnu lanu achas bikem, vim lav narig es kulchem. So you're not allowed to give over one person, even though you're going to, why? The alternative is going to kill 1,000 people. So logic dictates you should kill one person. If they're going to kill all 1,000 people, that one person is going to lose his life anyway. So what do you gain over here? So why shouldn't you always, why do you say only if yichduhu, only if he's chayiv misa kishevet ben bichri, only if the person that they singled out is chayiv misa, then you're allowed to give him over. Otherwise, you're not allowed to. Why not allowed to give him over? The logic doesn't apply over here. The logic doesn't apply. So that's what the Ramach Tain is against the Ramah. It's not the Ramam's fault. The Ramam is just quoting the Tosefta with the Yerushalmi. The Kasha is really not on the Ramah. Kasha on the Tosefta and on the Yerushalmi. So the Kesa Mishnah gives an answer that's a little unclear. So they quote that the Chemda Shlomai works out the answer more in detail. Chemda Shlomai is a rabbi in Warsaw. He was the same generation as Rabbi Kiveger. He used to correspond with Rabbi Kiveger. Rabbi Kiveger didn't live in Warsaw. Rabbi Kiveger lived in Prussia, in Poznan. So the Kesa Mishnah really gives the answer, and the Chemda Shlomai elaborates on it. So he says like this, the Yalfusa in the Pasuk here, the top of Chafem Beis, starts off that there's a Svarah by Shvichas Damim, my Chazist, So you say you're not allowed to save your life by killing someone else, because at the end of the day, there's going to be a person dead. One person is going to be dead, so you didn't accomplish any pikuach nefesh. But then you carry that over from shvichas damim to gilui arayos. So by gilui arayos, it's not a svara. By gilui arayos, it's a din that you say yoharag val yaver. The avera chamura of gilui arayos is say yoharag val yaver. So once you establish that, then you learn back from gilui arayos to shvichas damim that even when the logic does not dictate my choses, even if you have a population of 1,000 people and yichduhu and is not chayv misa, and they say, "Tzunu lanu achas b'kem gibas ploni v'imlav nargas kulchem." So we're going to kill ploni anyway. They're going to kill 1,000 people in the city. They have the whole city surrounded. So ploni is going to lose his life. So you're not gaining anything. So, but you learn out. Now you learn back from Gili Arayos. You learn back to Shvichas Damim that even in a case where the logic doesn't apply, that's a din that pikuach nefesh is not doicha Shvichas Damim. Not only not doicha actual shvichas damim, not even doicha nesira, to give over a person to the nochem that they're going to kill him. That's gram ritzicha. The goyim say, "Tnu lanu ploini," and we want to kill him. So if I give over ploini to the goyim, to the nochrim, I'm doing gram ritzicha. So not only they say, "Harag val yabi," you're not allowed to do ritzicha, you're not allowed to do gram ritzicha for the purpose of pikuach nefesh. So that's basically what the Kesem Mishneh answers, but the Chemda Shlomo spells it out more explicitly. Okay, very good. I want to discuss the top Tosfos on the base. That's a big machlekes I had in Shulchan Aruch. It's a big machlekes where they say only Ye Harig Val Yava or Te Harig Val Tavar, whether it applies to women because it's Karka Olam. So, tomorrow, I'd like to discuss the top tesis. Rabbi Chanan Wasserman has a beautiful essay that's famous, so we'll have to say it over.
Where is the essay?
Somewhere in the Sefer on Yevamos, which is called Kovet Sa'aris, and it's probably in the they have Kovet Shiurim probably from Rabbi Chanan, probably on. The Tosfos is in the beginning of Ksubas, the Av Gimel Amud Beis, where the Tosfos has this machlokes, where they say Tehorig Maltamer. So they'll probably have it there too. But I seem to remember that it must be in the Sefer on Yevamos. Okay. Everyone should be healthy.